If you happen to get arrested over the weekend in Washington, your right to a bail bondsman has just been upheld by the state Supreme Court. In a unanimous ruling today, the justices affirmed that criminal defendants can go to a third party like a bondsman who will put up bail for a fee. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
You've heard of your Miranda rights.
Walter White, the right to remain silent.
But did you know that most state constitutions give you the right to...
You call, you walk, bail bonds. Any city, any court.
Technically, you don't actually have a right to a bondsman, but if a judge sets bail, you do have a right to something called sufficient sureties. That's legal speak for a third party who will pony up the cash to get you sprung. This Washington ruling stems from a case where a judge told a man if he wanted to bail out of jail, he had to post 10% of the bond directly with the court. No option to go to a bail bondsman. Attorney Jeff Coopersmith with Davis Wright Tremaine took the case to the Washington Supreme Court.
It's not going to mean that all defendants are released, but it's going to at least give the defendant this option to negotiate a fee with a commercial bail bonding company.
Coopersmith says for poor defendants especially, that could mean the difference between awaiting trial at home versus in jail. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.